In a world where multi-million dollar satellites are used to find Tupperware in the woods, through the magic of the internet, which is just a series of tubes, coming to you from the surface of planet Earth, the Slaga Geocaching Podcast is about to begin.
You are listening to episode number 97 of the Slaga Geocaching Podcast, produced by Paul Connor Packy of St. Louis, Missouri. Audio from the 2008 Worldwide Flash Mob event in Jackson, Missouri on May the 10th, 2008.
Saturday, May 10th was the day that geocachers all over the world got together for 15 minutes for the third Geocaching Worldwide Flash Mob event. Elaine and I headed down from St. Louis to Jackson, Missouri, where Greg Franklin, aka Spanky Joe, was hosting one of the events in a local park. The day before the event, Elaine and I met up with Greg and his family to check out the area where the Flash Mob was going to be held and to record a podcast interview. This podcast is audio from the day of the Flash Mob event. We start out talking with Cribbage Witch and Hobbit Taz in Jackson, Missouri, about our caching experiences within the past few days.
During the podcast, when you hear this sound, it means there has been a change in the conversation or location.
Guys sitting right at the table, we think it was that.
Northbound rest area up here, the first northbound.
We haven't done the north.
We stopped there.
We've done the south.
All of the tables were empty except this one.
Some people wouldn't stop them. They say, pardon me, I'm looking for something, and
right.
Just go ahead and do it.
If it's at the other end of the table, yeah, but the thing about it is, I'm going, you know, right. So let me feel your butt, you know?
Right. Don't take this the wrong way, but can I look under your seat?
We lost the cacher over here. We had a cacher come up and join us in the search for the multi. We were still trying to figure out the point. That direction,
I wrote down something, and
500
and
yards.
Before I could get to recheck it, she looked at
it. I don't think that's right. So we were still calculating,
off.
And she says, well, let me go over the hill and see what's over there.
Okay.
She was looking for reflectors. You know, she knew the park, and she says, I think there might be something over there. And off she went. Okay, we went ahead and found it and left, and she was just still up there looking. And my point was putting me out of the park that way, and it's like, no, this can't be right. You know, so we kept...
Probably in the same park.
So I recalculated, I recounted on something.
Was that a Spanky Joe cache?
Is that Spanky Joe? The memorial over there.
Yeah. That multi that we were going to do. Yeah, that's a Spanky.
That one's a tricky one.
Is it?
Yeah, because you get information.
Carefully.
If you don't think the way he was thinking, you can count different ways.
Well, we found the one on the old post office, but there's one that's a block away.
It's classified?
Classified, or is it? And it just takes you to the corner, and it looks like a church. But it was so busy, people were walking around, nothing was obvious. We looked in the trees a little bit, but thought, well, no, this afternoon if we go out caching, that's one of them I'll tag along with just to find out what it is. And we got about 10 minutes.
They got about 10 minutes.
And then we
got
to go.
At 11 a.m., I arrive at the area where the Worldwide Flash Mob is to take place. I notice that there is a woman setting up an event at the pavilion nearby. After I find out that it is the Jackson Noon Optimist Club who is going to start an event at noon, the exact same time as our Flash Mob event, I took it upon myself to let her know about the Flash Mob so as not to rudely interrupt their event. I got to talking to her about the event and the purpose of the Optimist Club. It turns out that she is married to the 2008 president of the International Optimist Club. I explained geocaching to her and then head off to set up my cameras before the Flash Mob event.
Well, thank you.
Only takes a little bit of a wind, doesn't it?
I guess. It was blowing, and then all of a sudden I'm gone from the table and
wow. You're having an event today? What time is it going to be?
12. We'll start at 12 to 2.
At 12 o'clock sharp, a bunch of people are going to suddenly converge in a spot in the front of the lawn and have a flash mob.
A what?
Flash mob.
Pictures?
A flash mob is where a bunch of people just show up randomly all of a sudden in one group. They do something and then they leave after a few minutes. This has been planned for a while. It's going to be like right down between here and the bench.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to actually be recording. I'm going to set up some stuff. No one's supposed to know about it, but since you're sitting up here at 12 and we started at 12, I didn't want you to be shocked.
Okay, yeah, we're using this and then we'll go out there.
So we'll show up and like, and then what's going on. It'll be 15 minutes and then we'll be out of here.
Okay, won't be any problem for me.
Is it through the Parks Department?
No, it's just through our club. We charge $7. If they don't pay, they don't come. You have to buy into something. And they get a sports bottle. And we get this whole bag of information, like pencils and rulers and color books, a couple of toys.
All for your $7.
All for your $7. And refreshments and chips. That's the deal.
Have you held this before?
Yes, so we've been doing it the last 15 years. We had two sessions last week in Froze Our Buns, Wendy and Cole.
Well, what else does the Optimist Club do?
We sponsor things like a Youth Appreciation Week in the fall, where we pay for free bowling down at the Main Street Lanes. They get a drink free and the 50 cents to play in the games. We have an oratorical contest, an essay contest. We sponsor girls basketball in Jackson. This week we had Youth in Government Day. We helped sponsor, which is countywide. All the high schools are involved and the students, juniors or seniors, shadow a public official or a school board member or a councilman or alderman, mayor, whatever. We sponsor a student to Girls State and Boys State. We gave at least 4 scholarships to seniors here in the Jackson School or Saxony High School. We donate money to Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts.
So your teachers, trainers, boosters, supporters for the mainly the kids in the community?
Our motto for Optimus International is Friend of Youth. The brand is bringing out the best in kids. The focus of the international organization is mainly kids. We can help the elderly. We can do other things. Optimist International organization is near and dear to my heart. My father was one for 50 years. And right now my husband is president-elect of Optimist International. He takes over the whole organization October 1, 2008. And I will be following him wherever he goes.
They'll take you around the world?
Canada, U.S., and the Caribbean for the most part.
We have a geocaching website. Somebody else
knows what that is. I don't even do the internet. And what is your name?
My name is Paul Kanapaki.
Okay.
I'm actually from the St. Louis area, but we're down in Jackson because there's a geocaching event.
What is geocache?
I think geocaching is a sport that's been around since around 2000. Mm-hmm. It's a hobby, good for families. The idea is you take something like a GPS receiver, mm-hmm. and I don't have one on me, put in coordinates to some place, and when you go there, you hunt for a container, which is the cache.
Okay.
And inside is a logbook, trinkets. Could be anywhere from a Tupperware container to an ammo box or even a 35 millimeter. There's 3 or 4 of them in this park.
That you've hidden?
By a guy named Greg Franklin.
Okay, and are they going to find those today here?
Sometimes people come to Jackson just to hunt geocaches.
I see.
So it brings them to the area. They hunt them. There's one in a tree. There's a tree with a hole over there. Pull 2 or 3 over here.
I have one for my car to get me to the places I want to go.
Like the newbie GPS receiver?
Yes, right. Is that the kind of thing?
Most of the people use the handheld.
But how do you know it takes an address?
The address behind the scenes are really coordinates. So the mapping software says, oh, you want to go to 123 Elm Street? It knows, based on coordinates, how to get you there following the streets. Underneath is all mathematics. You know, and that's enough for us to pinpoint a certain spot. And then we say, I'm going to go here. Fun is getting there. This is a little bit of a permutation of what was happening today. It's called a flash mob. We have geocaching events around the United States. So like people who geocache say, let's get together and have a picnic, eat and talk. This is a little permutation of that. All of a sudden, all a bunch of geocachers get together for a 15-minute event. And then they're going to walk away like nothing happened. Guy's putting it on, Greg Franklin, is from Jackson. It's a great thing for youth, scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts are now interested in it. We're training those. In St. Louis, we have training classes on a regular basis where we're training the public. We're just educating people on getting out and using the parks and how to find geocaches.
How neat. So, I didn't know anything about that.
We thought everybody knew about it. We're still steeped in it. You know, we think
everybody. Right. Everybody knows what we're doing, huh?
Yeah. Okay. She's in foreign. They're having some type of safety class that's going to start at 12. So, I mean, maybe that's good for what we're trying to do, but she'll know that there'll be a distraction right at 12. It's probably about 11:30. This is Paul walking down by the lake at the park. Lane's underneath the tree watching the camera. There's a lady from the Optimist Club sitting up there. Presentation of safety, which is going to happen at 12 o'clock, exactly the same time we're having a flash mob. So I went and told her what was actually going on.
About 30 minutes before the flash mob, I wander around the park acting like a muggle and getting random video with my new Canon HV30 video camera. I meet up with Greg Franklin, who was masquerading as a tree inspector just before the start of the event.
I'm walking over where Greg is acting like a muggle sitting on a picnic table by the lake.
Happen to know what time it is?
It's 11:38.
See any good birds?
No. Actually, I'm looking at the damage on the trees.
Tree inspector.
Yeah.
Taking notes. Did you know that the lady who is at the picnic table is going to have something that starts at 12?
Oh, really?
It's a Optimist Club, and they're doing child safety. Cops may show up to talk about safety, too. Clued her in on what was happening. She had no idea about what she was caching. But I actually did a little film of her talking about the Optimist Club. And I mentioned your name, and she knows about geocaching now because I gave her my card. Her husband is soon going to be the president of the Optimist Club, International Optimist Club. I did use your name, so just be wary that, you know, they may look you up and do a background check or something on you. But I thought if she's there, she better know what's happening so that we don't rudely interrupt them without her knowing about it. Hobbit Taz and Cribbage, which they stayed at the motel where we were. They did some caching this morning. We did some too. We didn't find a couple of yours.
Which ones?
The one that's down here in the corner. It's supposed to be like at ground level. We looked for that one. Couldn't find it. It was near the band shell, and we were looking under a couple of pine trees, but we weren't sure if that was the right spot or not. If other people go later, we might go down there with them and see if we can find it.
It's where the mowers won't get it. It should still be there. I just put it there. I just replaced the container the other day because it was leaking.
Well, that's good.
What was the other one you couldn't get?
I found the old post office one. The one about a block away, corner near church.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of stood around that, but then all of a sudden, young kids were showing up around there. I guess they were doing something inside there.
Was it the one where you had to do the picture?
This one was...
it's classified one.
Yes, that's the one.
That one I actually... archive.
Ah.
Because I didn't want
to. Okay, we didn't do that one. We did the view from a cache, which was over there where the road to nowhere.
Yeah.
We did that one and found that one. Oh, I'm going to mosey.
Also wandering around acting like muggles is Joan's crew, with Mother Arlene, her kids, and a few of their friends hunting a cache in a tree that Greg put out in the park. I had found the cache the day before, so I gave them a hint. Arlene talks about hunting a geocache in a cemetery and meeting up with the caretaker who knew nothing about geocaching.
That's the Jones group. Who are you?
Oh, I don't know.
What's that thing around your neck?
Have you found this one?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's there.
The kids are trying desperately. Yeah, we went and did three or four others.
We did most of them around this area. There's three south of here we haven't done yet. After lunch, I figure there's going to be people on the cache, and I might tag along with a few of them and get some video there.
Ow, that hurt my bottom!
Do they want a hint?
Maybe.
She's going in there. I gotta get there. Are you still looking for the cache?
Yeah.
Well, you should be able to find it from there. If you look right, if you look really
low. Oh, did you hear what he said?
Yes.
Best friend's daughter and two of my nieces had two other kids wanting to come with us. And, the two rowdiest ones can stay home.
Holy crap! Whenever you're done, bring that over here.
We ran into the caretaker at the cemetery. He didn't know anything about the cache there, so I talked to him because he's going around carrying
it all the way up.
You know, oh, he might actually run into it.
Well, I don't know if it's in a deep in a hole under a tree. I talked to him. He's like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. And he was telling the kids that his grandmother is buried in there, and they got to see that and learn the history.
Wow. Personalized tour.
Yeah.
Now when people show up, he may give them a tour of the cemetery. Yeah. Oh, you're geocaching. Come on, let me show you something.
We talked to him for probably 20 minutes. His name's Larry, and he
I'll
just...
I'll tell her to get out.
And let them get in there and see where it's at, too.
Well, I'm going to mosey over.
Okay.
Minutes before the event is to start, I see Cribbage Witch, Hobbit Taz, and Satchmo 44 sitting at a picnic table. Cribbage Witch describes a new tattoo she has placed on the calf of her left leg that is an actual travel bug. We talk about other flash mob events they all have attended. Cribbage Witch talks about her plan to teach Girl Scouts about geocaching.
You can't get the number.
Okay, well, I'll blur it out. So what does that mean?
It's a calf.
Cat?
And it's a triple goddess. And it's a thistle.
Thistle.
And a
thistle. There's a story behind it, I know.
Mm-hmm. The cat is our Aphrodite that we lost at age 17 about a year and a half ago. And the triple goddess is because I'm a witch. And the thistle was because of Scottish heritage, and it's also an exact replica of a geocoin. I had it copied, and my artist put it on me and actually put the number on.
Awesome.
Instead of carrying my thistle around in my pocket, it can stay in my folder, but yet it goes to every cache that I go to, so that's what I keep my mileage.
Have you guys been to the Flash Mob before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which ones were you at?
Oh, was that the one?
Was it Cape Girardeau was the last one?
Yeah, that was the one over at Newtown.
St. Charles area.
This one's a good place for one, I think.
I'm going to try to work with Girl Scouts and with camping groups to promote geocaching.
Awesome.
I bought a DVD from a guy out in California, just for personal, and I saw how good it would be to use with any age group. So I emailed him. Could I use this in classes? He says, you have my permission, as long as you don't
charge them, make money off it.
No, I said, no money will change hands on this because this is all from Good Sam's.
The Flash Mob starts now.
You're my GPS to find this place. Back in the back. Top one's a lot.
Daniel?
What's your geocache name, number of people, if you have any travel bugs with you, and if you have any comments.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Daniel. Oh.
I'm Doug.
Papa Taz.
The 40 family?
40 family. Okay, I don't know if I've mentioned before or not.
No.
You may have come to our family.
We were going to. We wound up on the wrong weekend.
John T.
We're John T. Hey, Jim.
I woke up a little late this morning, didn't I? I was going after that cash this morning with Jake, and we get out there, and there's a signature on there already.
Quarter after 6 this morning.
Dog.
Came up last night.
I know, I saw it. How's it work?
I was pretty good.
Are we on schedule?
So far.
Carabiner.
Sweet. You got a Slaga carabiner.
Just what I wanted.
Hey.
Just what I needed.
I got one more prize. Cash ready to go. This goes to Hobbit Dad.
All right.
Hey.
Very nice.
1 minute.
Hi, Jack.
Might as well assemble to take the picture.
It's a bunch of time.
Where you want us?
Lane, you're taking the group picture. Once everybody gets in line, I'll go back into it.
What? Are you ready?
Here we go.
Cash.
All right.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds great.
Well, actually, this is from Lane Memorial State. You just have to have the right number to get in there.
Okay. Hey.
What's the place called? Delmonico.
Great mystery, though.
Okay.
After the event, many of us head off to Delmonico's for a lunch buffet. We talk a bit about all the caches in the St. Louis area that were lost or archived as a result of the heavy rain and flooding during the spring of 2008. Greg and I review the Flash Mob event. We explain geocaching to the waitress. Then there's more talk about geocaching.
Anybody sitting over there?
Hi, I'm Paul.
Paul Connelpacky. Connelpacky W.
He's Rick. I'm Linda.
I'm Elaine.
Elaine.
I go by Miss E.
Where's your recorder at?
Name online, but he logs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're from Eureka, but basically the St. Louis area.
I'm in high school.
Slaga. Oh, really?
I graduated long time.
Yeah,
they're going to be logging a lot of caches down in the Mississippi here. Not too long, aren't they?
We lost a lot. We had a lot of people archive the caches around the Big River, the Merrimack, Missouri. I mean, the Mississippi didn't really have much of a problem. Definitely the Merrimack.
I was kind of estimating the other day, it looked like probably 100, 150 caches were probably at least temporary disabled.
40 or 50 were disabled all of a sudden at one time.
Yeah.
Slowly people go back and check and like, yep, not there anymore. Floating down the river.
They didn't have one of these up in St. Louis this time, are they?
No, they didn't. I got an email yesterday from Rich that they have one in Rolla, they're having one in Jackson, but nobody in St. Louis.
Yeah, there was a talk about doing one after this one was put out, but we already decided to come out here.
As you were walking by me and I was taking notes, I was doing my bird watch and I wrote, there's a strange man walking, looking at the ground. Note to self, call the police when you get home.
Well, and I heard that the police were going to show up for that little thing in the pavilion. I thought, I hope there isn't an incident. But I think, you know, we were kind of a subdued flash mob.
I did see the fire department people. They were kind of looking down at us.
Although any controversy would have made great footage. I would have said, keep it coming. Bring out the handcuffs.
What kind of get-together is this?
Geocaching.
Huh?
Perfect response. That's what I was waiting for. It's a hobby group. We had something this afternoon, and now we're just meeting for lunch.
Well, that's good.
We're out at the park and getting some fresh air, and now we're hungry.
Came to the right place, and
we're good at eating, too.
Exact same response you get from everyone.
I'm surprised these days that some people don't know what it is.
Yeah, most people have.
Like the lady at the shelter from the Optimist Club, Jackson, never heard of it.
Kind of like high-tech, high-to-see. Okay.
I'm Paul, by the way.
I'm Brian.
Brian?
It's more commonly known around here as the Snake 428. That's what everyone knows.
Did you do caches in Perryville? I think we did a couple. We did a lot of caches in Perryville. I remember your name being on one of them.
Probably half of them in Perryville aren't really.
Did you do the one in the picnic shelter by the soccer park?
That one is not.
We had a lot of franny ones that we didn't find at all.
She says that they're easy, like in her book. They're difficult.
If she had given us a hint, we might have found half of the ones we did.
They're pretty difficult for me. There was one, her tennis anyway. I went to that cache probably 5 times.
We looked for it. We never found it. That was the one by the pool, the building with the pool.
Right next to the tennis courts.
I guess there's a like a lone soldier cache. Was is it or was it? Is it?
Was it?
We thought we had it figured out. The clue is not in it. And we thought that was. It's like
it's not.
It's not not.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not not. And that's why I have used tape.
It is. It is okay. Not in a hole.
There was a nice hole in there.
Oh, there's a lot of.
There was a nest in there.
Yeah, you can see the remnants of a bird nest in there. I have hardly checked the ground cover around it. And then we just said, well, we think it's in the hole. It must be gone something like that. If it's still there.
It's not at all.
Okay.
My original idea for that one was to put it in one. And then the only one that was real good to put it in was that there was a bird's nest in there. And I didn't really.
Yeah.
After lunch, a few of us go group cache hunting. Greg talks about his experience hunting a downed Space Data Corporation balloon. We go back to a cache where Lane and I tried to find it earlier in the day, but could not. It turns out we were in the correct area, but not close enough to find the cache. I talk with Arlene of Jones Crew about her geocaching habits and geocaching in the Farmington, Missouri area.
Oh yeah, this would be
a much better place to park,
Wish we had parked here instead.
Where did you park first?
We parked way over there and then walked through there and came over there.
We were relying on the Garmin's routing.
I got this email a few months back from Space Data Corporation. They said, we send up these weather balloons and if you go pick it up, we'll give you $50.
I've heard about
they've
that.
They've actually had complaints from geocaching.com saying don't do this. So I contacted them. I said, sure, where is this at? And I said, it's like 30 miles out.
No.
Sure, I'll do it if it's $50.
Yeah.
I drove
yeah.
out there and I picked up this balloon that had the GPS stuff on it, and that's how they knew where it was. And mailed it back to him, and I got this guy a check from his personal account, envelope from his home address. If the company contacts you, they'll give you $25, but since he is an authorized retrieval person, they pay him $50. Contacted me specifically and said, I'll give you $50 to get it. So if they would have contacted me, do you have any more show up here?
Yeah. I heard about that a long time, too, where they send the balloons up, and once they kind of pop, they fall to the ground anywhere, and you pick them up and retrieve them.
It has a little parachute that comes down, and you grab the whole thing. They have a lot of them that land in Arizona, and they don't apparently get very far, but...
Well, this is where we were.
This is where the coordinates took you?
Right over in here, and it's down on the ground somewhere.
What size is it?
20 yards.
Okay.
It's a micro. It's one of the tubes.
In the ground, below ground.
It's in the ground.
Cash in hand. So now you're curious why you were off,
right? That's a new log. The other one was wet, and I just replaced that container a couple days ago.
Thinking about looking at Google Earth.
The coordinates were actually going to take you into the middle of the runway of the airports. There's runway numbers, and you can take those. And
well, that's what I did off Google Earth.
We'll catch you all next time around.
Take care.
Good to meet
you. Do you ever log without the kids?
Yeah.
Do you go sometimes yourself?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually just really, but it's always me.
At least you, if not others.
Most of ours aren't a long walk because I'm usually by myself and I'm terrified of snakes.
I hid most of them.
Yeah, you were with me for those, the fruit and vegetable series.
Does Stephen County still have Man's Best Friend at a place that's near you guys? I mix it up Farmington with some other
Hickory
place.
Creek.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know if it is.
Is that near you guys?
Fairly. Okay.
This is conservation area.
Yeah, we never knew that was there until we started catching them.
That's an amazing place.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. The sharp hills, it's almost like Jurassic Park feeling to it. When it gets.
It's incredible there. And that was one of those places that we got to because of caching. I'm like, I've lived here 38 years and never knew this existed.
You guys heading over to the post office one day?
Yeah, we might as well. Yeah.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.